The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Alongside Mark Tauscher, our sideline reporter Patrick Herb, statistician Mike Keller, engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. Back to it for Luke Fickell's Badgers here today. And on the home turf, three of the four games in the month of October. First up, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, a team that is off to a 4-1 start and the one loss. They showed pretty well. That was in Ann Arbor, a game that was in some question getting deep into the third quarter before Michigan was able to get a defensive touchdown and then break away to a win. But it's an improving team under fourth-year head coach Greg Schiano. As for the Badgers, they're getting better as well. When we last saw them, they were really taking control from the start against the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue did try to rally in the second half, but the Badgers held them off en route to a convincing victory down in West Lafayette. Before we get things started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. About 50 degrees in Madison, a little breezy, a beautiful fall day, though. Not quite sunsplash Tausch, but close enough, don't you think? You got your shades on.
I got the shades on. Yeah, it is. It's football weather. I think they're early in the season. It's been nice and sunsplash, but this is, you start getting into October and you get into the meat of the Big Ten schedule. This is the kind of weather that I think all of us love. You know, football's here.
We've made jokes over the years about the bye being at a perfect time for
always,
a bye.
Always.
Yep. I think maybe, and it's an unfortunate reason where the bye actually could have come in handy for Wisconsin because of the Ches Belusi injury. We'll hear from Patrick Herb on that topic in a couple of minutes, but it was a chance, I think, particularly for a first-year coaching staff to kind of look back what's working, what isn't, and now get ready for an eight-game push.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting listening to Luke Fickell talk this week about the bye week and the approach, because typically you do a ton of self-scout and then you get prepped for the next one. This was more, I think, about just improvement. We're young into this program. We have a lot of things to work on. I thought that was really interesting, and obviously everybody would love the bye to be about middle of the season, but in this case, with what Ches meant to this team and trying to figure out how to replace that, I thought you could actually make a claim and say this is a good time. Now we get going, and you know there's a big push in trying to figure out how are we going to win football games? How are we going to replace what Ches's production's been?
Let's get more on that topic as we send it down to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, today marks the first game without Malusi, and that's a crushing blow to this offensive unit, but also just to the locker room in general. He's a beloved part of this team. He will be here today, but not on the sidelines. He'll be up actually in the football offices watching from up there. He had surgery on that leg last week and is already well into his rehab. So now the challenge of replacing his productivity falls on other shoulders. When I talked to Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, about this yesterday, he explained that no one person is going to replace him, but if he looks at it as there's 100% of Malusi's production, so how do we divide that pie? Who can take what? So a percentage of it will fall on Braylon Allen's shoulders, that they probably will increase his workload some. They don't want him to be a 30 carry type guy though and have to take all of that burden. He's excited about what Jackson Aker brings, the Verona native. He said he's a starting running back in this league. The only reason he isn't is because he's behind two really good guys in Allen and Malusi. He also sees an increased role for the slot receivers, Will Pauling and Skylar Bell, that'll get some of those touches on the perimeter that they tried to get Malusi out in space. And then lastly, he said, that probably leaves 20% of that pie. He's like, that's on me. I got to get creative, and I got to find ways to replace that productivity. Any way you slice it, though, it's going to be a group effort to try and replace a really key piece of this team.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much. Captain's on the field for the coin toss.
Will be the tail. What is your call?
Tails.
He's called tails. We'll let it hit the ground. And it is a tails. Rutgers has won the toss. And they deferred their choice to the second half.
There you go. That voice you heard is that of referee Ron Snodgrass. So Rutgers, as you heard, has won the toss and will defer. Honorary captain this week, Aaron Gibson. One of your old teammates back in town this weekend, Mark.
Yeah, he was like the Paul Bunyan. I mean, you'd hear stories about him, and then you'd see it, you know, doing the splits and the swimming. But Gibby, what a player he was, and he looks great, by the way.
He does. Fantastic. He really does. Terrific offensive lineman here. Actually, it makes the Badgers' current head coach break out into a cold sweat because he remembered the 1996 game in Ohio Stadium, where the Badgers were lining up Gibby in the backfield.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you doing to me? A 400-pounder we got to try to bring down. But, I mean, just a guy off the field could be very gentle, but on the field, not so gentle.
Just a bigger-than-life personality, and brought a ton of fun to their locker room, and was a heck of a – you talk about physical – when he was a jumbo tight end, you'd have people crying uncle. Defensive ends were like, nah, I'm good.
Yes, sir. All right, Badgers will receive, go right to left, south to north as we view it at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff duties for Rutgers, that belongs to Jude McAtomney, senior from Ireland. And he's not quite an automatic touchback, but close. About two-thirds of his kickoffs not returned.
I was kind of hoping you'd do a little Irish accent to get started.
I'm leaving that for you, man.
Oh.
Right after you tell us about mugging. Give us some terminology here today. Chim Ray, DK, Vinny Anthony are deep for Wisconsin as we are set to go. Homecoming day at Camp Randall Stadium, and the kick is in the air, and this will sail over the head of DK into and out of the end zone for the touchback, and we are underway here in Madison.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun to see, because we heard all leading up to that Purdue game, fast start. It was, everything was so sluggish, and now you're off a bye. You got some different things that you're dealing with. Early start, energy, how you bring that energy. You know how you bring great energy to a building? By executing, and it'll be fun to see how this thing gets started.
And they got off to a great start against the Boilermakers. See if they can do it today against a stubborn Rutgers defense, giving up less than 100 yards a game on the ground. First snap and center, Mordecai, quick throw, and it goes into and out of the hands of the tight end Hayden Rucci, incomplete at the 30-yard line. So the Badgers try the short pass, come up empty, second and 10 for the Badgers at their 25.
Yeah, I don't mind that. You know, you think run the football first down. There are a couple of looks there. Braylon open on the flat. Got to make that catch, get off to a better start.
Four receivers to either side. Braylon Allen in the backfield. Shotgun snap, Mordecai throwing it to the left. Caught by Will Pauling across the 30-yard line. Racing to the marker. Is taken out of bounds at the 34, a yard shy of the first down. Over there defensively out of the secondary is Desmond Igbenosin, a junior out of Union, New Jersey. Now third and one for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's a guy. Pauling is somebody I think that you're going to see a lot more of. You've seen little doses. I think with Malusi being out, I think there's going to be a lot of dosage for him today.
Braylon Allen to the left of the quarterback, Tanner Mordecai on third down. Handoff Braylon up the middle. First down across the 35, up across the 40-yard line to the 41. Needed one, got about six. Flip Dixon, the safety on the stop. First down, Wisconsin.
Yeah, great job by the interior three of keeping no penetration. Pulled the right tackle, Malman. Nice job of kicking out, just giving a little bit of a crease there to pick up that critical first down.
Bryson Green out wide to the right. Chimray DK to the left. Will Pauling slot to the left. Tucker Ashcraft, wing on the right side. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Braylon. Looking, Tanner throwing deep. Shot play left side, and it's overthrown. Intended for Will Pauling, who had stepped out of bounds anyway. Flip Dixon on the coverage. So the Badgers taking a shot, and it's second and 10, Wisconsin at its own 41-yard line.
Yeah, really nice job there by Braylon Allen in the backfield. You said, Matt, taking a shot, want to go downfield. Their DN did a nice job of beating Riley Malman off the edge, but Braylon was there to kind of help secure it, giving Mordecai enough time to get rid of it.
The wind out of the northwest, it is a little bit noticeable. Badgers driving into the wind in this first quarter. On second and 10, snap to Mordecai, shovel pass. Braylon Allen has space, 45. He's to the 50 and is tripped up across the midfield stripe by Flip Dixon into Rutgers territory. Gain of 11 on the little shovel. From Mordecai to Allen, first down Badgers at the Rutgers 48-yard line.
Really well timed up there. You looked up here, the linebackers went into their drop, and Tanner Bordellini completely de-cleated that middle linebacker on that, and that allowed Braylon to pick up the first down.
Minute and a half gone by, just getting started. Badgers into Rutgers territory. The tight end Ashcraft in motion left to right on first and 10. Mordecai will fake the handoff to Allen, throws it right side, caught by Will Pauley, and he turns to the boundary and is wrapped up, taken down at about the 41-yard line of Rutgers by the safety Shaquan Loyal, a junior out of Newark, New Jersey. Gain of 7 for Wisconsin. Make it close to 8 just outside the 40 of the Scarlet Knights.
Great read by Mordecai. That was a run play. Right guard Fertney kicked out, and Mordecai kept it, threw it out, picked up a quick 7.
Trips to the left on second down and 2. Snap back to Mordecai. Time in the pocket. Looking. Steps up. Flushed right. He'll pull it down. 40, 35, and he slides at the 36-yard line. Just what we were talking about in the pregame, Mark, as Mordecai got the first down and then went ahead and, instead of taking a hit, went into the slide.
Yeah, really good protection. Nice job by Rutgers in coverage. And Mordecai stepped through the pocket, kept his eyes down the field, and instead of taking and getting another 2 yards, you know what? I'll grab the first down and whip, take a slide. No more contact. Let's get up for the next play.
Will Pauling slot to the left. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 36-yard line. Allen stays in there at running back. He is to the left of Mordecai. Tanner takes the handoff. Back to throw. Tanner looking. Throws right side. That's Bryson Green. Makes the catch. No, it's in and out of his hands. Incomplete. At the goal line. And a penalty marker is on the play. Yeah, back at the 20-yard line. I was looking toward the goal line, but penalty marker.
Pass interference. Defense. Number 16.
That's Max Melton, who got there early on Bryson Green. And the penalty marker was thrown about 20 yards off the ball, but the Badgers will take the penalty.
Great throw by the ref. That thing flew a long ways, but Green had him beat from the jump and actually almost came down with a great catch to add into it, but a big 15 yards. Nicely done. Mordecai again throwing that 50-50 ball up. Good things can happen.
From the 21 of Rutgers, first and 10, 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Allen remains the running back. Mordecai gets the snap. Pressure coming. Tanner throws over the middle. High pass. It is through DK and almost intercepted. Jim trying to throw down pull down the high pass, and that ball hung in the air a bit off the deflection. Robert Wongerbeam was close to coming up with the INT. But fortunately for the Badgers, it's an incomplete pass. Second and 10 at the Rutgers 21.
Yeah, that from up here was, Tim is going to get killed. It was you never want to throw high and late over the middle. That wasn't the best decision we saw from Tim.
3 minutes gone by, no score. Badgers threatening. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Mordecai back to throw. Pressure coming again. Tanner is in trouble. Flushed off to his left. Keeps the play alive, and he'll throw. And coming back and getting it, or trying to, is DK. He could not. That is about as good of an incomplete pass as you could hope for, because Tanner did well to avoid the sack.
Well, anytime the quarterback is switching the ball, it's in his right hand, it's in his left hand, then he shifts it back to his right hand. That, Matt, that sometimes 0 yards incompletions is a great play. Tanner did really well to not take a 10 or 15-yard sack there. Got out of the pocket, dumped it off.
Bryson Green out to the right, 3 receivers to the left. 3rd and 10, Wisconsin at the 21 of Rutgers. And a pre-snap movement, but
Rutgers gotta snap that.
Yep. Able to get back. The guy with a look over. The play clock is at 5. Down the 3 at 2. Snap to Mordecai. Looking, throwing to the left. High pass, incomplete. Wanted Will Pauling at the 12-yard line. Wongerbeam on the coverage as the Badgers drive stalls. And on comes Nathaniel Vakos and the field goal team.
Yeah, I love the fake clap. You know, in the old days, we just did cadence, but you got the clap, and it tips you what's happening. That's the one thing you want to do. That was the case there, and Tanner, that's working through things. When you get Rutgers to jump like they did, that's a 5-yard penalty, snap the football, you get some yardage. Unfortunately, it didn't. Now we're kicking a field goal.
This will be a 39-yard try for Nathaniel Vakos. Ball at the right hash mark. Lions are down. Here's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is on the way, and Vakos is now 8 for 8 on the season. He connects from 39 yards away to get the Badgers on the scoreboard. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. 11:44 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Give any room a fresh look with Mohawk flooring. Mohawk tile includes ceramic, porcelain, and mosaic glass tiles to fit any decor. Clean Protect Point Park Collection floor and wall tiles protect against bacteria. Just $159 each after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do list. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
Thirty-nine-yard field goal from Nathaniel Vakos, 3-0 Wisconsin. 11:44 left in the first quarter. Scouts will check out our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's always a key to get off to a good start. They got three. It was a much more promising looking drive, but a good start.
Yeah, that's a good start. I mean, you had a couple of opportunities, some very tough throws, but you were able to move the football in. You'd always love getting seven, but, man, when you can get off to that start, go put points on the board, let your defense go eat with a lead, that's always a great way to get started.
The other one among the other keys, the Badgers run defense. Rutgers can run it well. Jack Van Dyke, who was listed as questionable, but he is out there to handle the kickoff duties again for Wisconsin. Rashad Rochelle is deep for the Scarlet Knights, and this one will be fair caught at the 10-yard line, so the Rutgers offense will start at the 25-yard line after the fair catch from the return man, Rashad Rochelle.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about special teams and with some of the injuries. That's something today that another key to the game, if you look at it. Greg Schiano is known, punt block, making sure you better have all your stuff dialed in. The return game, all those things, trickeration. Rutgers is going to try today. They understand where this thing is at. They're going to try and do some things on special teams to make some big plays.
Kaboi Latu getting a starting call along with Hunter Wohler in that safety, those safety spots. Christian Dremel slot to the left. Very good receiver in this Rutgers offense. On first down, Winsett gives off. Straight ahead across the 25 to the 26-yard line, Kyle Manungai, who's averaging about 5.5 yards per carry. He said most of that damage out of conference. Gets a couple to the 27-yard line, second down and 8 for Rutgers. Jaquay Jackson, a gifted Division II transfer. And that receiving core comes out wide to the left. Dremel slot to the left. Isaiah Washington wide to the right. Gavin Winsett is the quarterback. Kyle Manungai, the running back to the right of the QB. And it's a pre-snap movement. Penalty markers fly off the false start from Rutgers.
Offense, number 21. 5-yard penalty, second down.
It's the tight end, Johnny Langan.
A little flinchy there. I always love that. When the defensive line, you start seeing some shifting, that can not only that can tip you with eyes with what the offensive line is looking at, it also gets guys a little more antsy. That was a nice job shifting, forcing that false start.
The 21 of Rutgers now, second down at 14. Two receivers left. Washington is out tight to the right. Manungai will shift to the left of the quarterback. Winsett takes the snap. Badgers rushing four. Winsett steps up. He'll run across the 20, and he gets covered up short of the 25-yard line. The linebacker, Jake Cheney, was there. He and Jordan Turner the inside spots again for Wisconsin to start this game.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think Wisconsin's defense has to be on the highest alert for. You obviously need to stop the running game, but all, the quarterback, dual threat, very good getting outside of the pocket, trying to pick up yardage. Chaney did a nice job there of not allowing any space and very few yards picked up.
Three receivers to the left, one on the right, third down at 11 for Rutgers from its own 24-yard line. Winston surveys the Wisconsin defense. Gets the snap. Badgers bring in four. Winston under some pressure, throwing to the left, and a rolling catch is made by Christian Dremel, shy of the 30-yard line. Jason Maitre on the coverage. That'll be about 6 yards short of the first down, so a good start for the Wisconsin defense.
Yeah, really good pressure on the interior from Wisconsin's defensive line, forcing that ball. That's why it's tough. Third and 11, you get that false start. You get Rutgers pinned back. They can't just sit there and run the football, and you get off the field getting this, continuing this fast start. It's not just offense. Nice job by Wisconsin's defense getting a three and out.
Third down, or fourth down, I should say, a little more than six. Rutgers just inside of its own 29-yard line. Floyd Appleby is on the punt. Twin safeties, Vinny Anthony and Chimray DK for Wisconsin. Kick is in the air. DK will signal, or Anthony, that check that. DK signals for the fair catch. And he'll make it at the 32-yard line of Wisconsin. That was a 39-yard punt, and we will take a timeout. Calling all Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 9:06 left first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi, Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Just Ask a Touchdown. Tastes Great Teamwork is successful farm. Tastes Great Tractors, Combines, Hay Tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 3-0 Wisconsin, about 6 minutes in. Let's check in with Patrick Herb.
I want to add a third key to your list there, and that's playing clean football, penalty-free. Last two games, Wisconsin has 19 penalties for over 150 yards. Against Purdue, there were 11 penalties, and seven of them were pre-snap. Six false starts, a delay of game. Against Georgia Southern, Wisconsin had three illegal formation penalties. So far, penalty free. On that first drive, things looked clean, more efficient. Rutgers is the team that's had two. I know that's a key. Keep those penalties down.
Yeah, for sure. Braylon Allen stays in there at running back. Tucker Ashcraft starts in motion to left hand off to Braylon off the right side across the 35-yard line and up to about the 36 on a gain of four. Second down and six coming up for Wisconsin.
I was a little nervous there. Patrick was going to jinx the all. I thought, oh, don't be flinching. Don't be getting a false start.
Bill Pauling slot to the left on second and six. And a handoff to Allen again off the right side. Breaks one tackle. Tries to get to the edge and did well to get a couple of yards. The linebacker Tyreen Powell is over there. gain of two for Allen, but that was a play that could have been a minus one or a minus two. Instead, a manageable third and four coming up.
Yeah, I was a little nervous there. Their nose guard kind of beat through on the line of scrimmage. It was in the backfield. Braylon did a really nice job of avoiding him and at least making that not a lost yardage play.
Two receivers left, two receivers tight to the left, and two on the right. Slot receiver on the right, Shimray DK motions to the left on third down and four. Snap to Mordecai. Looking, throws over the middle, a dart, and it's incomplete, intended for DK. Excellent coverage from Robert Longerbeam, the cornerback. He helps break it up, and it's three and out for the Badgers. 8:04 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, just good coverage there. Tanner took his drop, had enough time, had enough to did it, but that was, tried to fit it in a tight spot. Give Rutgers defense credit there, good coverage.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt for Wisconsin, averaging better than 42 per punt. As Rutgers, a little trouble getting organized, and a timeout is taken by Rutgers. Their personnel a bit unorganized, so we'll go ahead and take a break as well. 8 minutes, 4 seconds left in the first quarter of play. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. We'll take a break. Be back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Rutgers burning a timeout. 8:04 left in the first quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin. The Badgers will be punting on 4th and 4 at their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, I wasn't sure there if Rutgers had too few or too many on the field. And obviously in a 4th and 4 situation, you have to make sure you're buttoned up on that. And I always get a kick out of when somebody, and Chiano, kudos to him, wherever he's been, he's always really emphasized special teams. And I always think on the other side of that, your special teams are going to look at it and say, you know what? Let us showcase what we're all about, mm-hmm. too. And you'd hope Wisconsin is going to take that challenge on and say, we're going to not only not let Rutgers do something, we're going to do something on special teams today.
You mentioned under Shiano, this is his second tour at Rutgers, but through the years, Rutgers has blocked 67 kicks, including 5 last year. Nothing so far through the first 5 games of this season. Blocking kicks, a specialty under Greg Schiano, coached teams at Rutgers. Atticus Bertram's on to punt, and the lefty sends it to Rashad Rochelle. He will signal for the fair catch, and he'll cradle it at about the 18-yard line in Rutgers territory. A 44-yard punt from Bertram, who I think rather quietly has been effective. The first game, it was a little bit shaky, but he's really been good ever since in that role.
He has, and I think special teams, for the most part this season, I think obviously our kicker has been fantastic, knock on wood. Some would call him Money, even though Money Davenport's not pleased with that moniker.
How about new money?
Yeah, new cash, Bitcoin, however you want to look at it. But I was just wondering, is that a romantic trail from Milan to Minsk when you were talking about the punt returner? Rochelle?
Three receivers left, one on the right. We'll be here all day, folks. From the 18-yard line of Rutgers, Gavin Winsett, the quarterback. Kyle Manungai, the running back. Handoff, Manungai, and the gate closes quickly. Jake Cheney, along with Hunter Wohler, are there. Maybe a couple of yards for Manungai to the 20 of the Scarlet Knights. Second down and 8 coming up.
Yeah, and anytime you see Turner, you see Wohler, you see Cheney, when they're able to get in that backfield, that means the big fellas up front, the D lineman Paez, those guys are keeping their blockers, giving them free run. And so far, it's been a small sample size. A lot of action for those middle linebackers.
Gio Paez, Ben Barton, the defensive lineman right now. Christian Dremel comes out, slot on the right side. Second and 8, Rutgers from its own 20-yard line. Winston takes the snap. Pressure from C.J. Gets a throw to the left. Open is Langan. Makes the catch 40. 45-yard line and checked out of bounds at midfield by Hunter Wohler. Well, Getz was closing on Wimsett. He stood strong in the pocket and delivered. And that is a big play for Rutgers. Gain of 30 to the 50.
Yeah, he did a really nice job of staying in there because C.J. Getz was coming. Beat his man pretty quickly. And just a kind of an opening in that zone and a nice job of staying in the pocket and delivering the ball with touch.
Johnny Langan on the receiving end. Dremel comes out, slot to the right. In the 50-yard line, first and 10, Rutgers. 6:42 left first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Straight run for Winsett. The quarterback catches the left edge. Gets inside the 45, down to about the 44-yard line. Gets over there to help run him down, but an effective first down run for the quarterback. They'll mark at the 45 of Wisconsin, 2nd and 5.
Yeah, that wasn't an option. That was, we're going to run the football. We'll have our lead blocker. That's always the advantage of having a running quarterback. But Wisconsin did not do a great job there of setting the edge. Got to the corner a little too easy, and yeah, the lead blocker allows him to pick up a quick 5.
Dremel slot right, Washington wide right. Jaquay Jackson is out to the left. For the 45 of Wisconsin, 2nd and 5 for the Scarlet Knights. Wimsett will hand to Manungai, and he's met right away. That was Latu helping lead the charge for Wisconsin. Good work by Kamoi Latu. No gain, 3rd and 5 Rutgers at the Badger 45.
I love what I'm seeing so far as getting penetration through the middle of Rutgers' offensive line. And that's the fastest way to get to the football, go through the center of the opposing team's offense. And right now, whether it's a safety blitz or your linebackers having gaps to shoot, Wisconsin's done a great job of getting in there early.
Rodas Johnson, James Thompson Jr., the down lineman now. 4 receivers, slot right, slot left. 3rd and 5 Rutgers at the Wisconsin 45-yard line. But Manungai, the running back. Badgers bring in 4. Wimsett with time. Throws over the middle. High pass incomplete. Wanted Washington at the 35. Hunter Wohler provides the coverage. As Rutgers unable to convert, it's 4th and 5 at the Wisconsin 45-yard line.
Yeah, big play there. Again, we've seen some really good pressure by the Wisconsin front. It hasn't been come through blitz. It's been 4 down. You're just getting after the quarterback, and that was a nice job of getting off the field, getting the football back for your offense.
Appleby on the punt. Single safety is Chimre DK standing at the 8-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 45. Appleby gets the snap, steps up. A little pressure from Wohler, but the kick is away as DK signals for the fair catch at about the 10-yard line in Wisconsin territory. 35-yard punts. Badgers will start at the 10 as we are set to take another break. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 5:05 left in quarter number 1. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 5:05 left in the first quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin. Badgers back on offense starting at their 10-yard line. Raylan Allen remains in there at running back. Send Skylar Bell out slot to the right. Bryson Green wide on that side. C.J. Williams comes out to the left. And Hayden Lucci joining those two wide receivers in the right side of the formation for Wisconsin. Mordecai has Braylon Allen to his right on first and 10 for the Badger 10. And the handoff goes to Braylon over the left side. Isaiah Eiten is there right away. And he slams Braylon to the turf, maybe a yard. But a yard at most, second and long for Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin pulled right guard Michael Furtney, a little kick out, and unfortunately a little bit of leakage off of the front part of Wisconsin's offensive line. Not a lot of room there for Braylon to run.
Second and 9, Badgers at their own 11-yard line. Bell and Williams out to the left. Lucci and Green to the right. And now Bell will loop in motion, slot left to the right. Snap back to Mordecai, under pressure, hit by Dixon. The throw is incomplete. Again, it looked like Hayden Lucci was able to get a hand on it. Igbinosin out of the secondary there to disrupt. 3rd and 9 for the Badgers at their own 11-yard line.
I haven't gotten the number yet. Clean run through. And you know, this offense asks a lot of Tanner Mordecai with different blitz pickups and things like that. Coming in untouched. Tanner did a good job just to get rid of it.
Well, that was a safety flip. Dixon getting to the quarterback. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left on the Badger 11-yard line. 3rd down. Rutgers bringing 4. Mordecai with time shoots it over the middle. Caught by Bryson Green across the 30-yard line and up to the 33. Good throw and catch there is Eric Rogers. They're on the coverage along with Shaquan Loyal. 1st and 10 for the Badgers after that 22-yard pitch and catch up to the 33-yard line. Quickly on the ball. Hand off Braylon Allen up the middle. And he'll move the stack across the 35 into the 38 or 39-yard line. And then gets popped back by Isaiah Eiten and a penalty marker.
That'd be 12 on the field.
Yeah. Penalty marker on the Rutgers side here. The Badgers were quickly on the ball after that 3rd down conversion. And also a Rutgers player is shaken up, Isaiah Eiten. Good defensive tackle. Needs some attention.
That did give me enough time, but what great protection by Wisconsin's offensive tackles, keeping their rush wide. Gave Tanner Mordecai a ton of time to step. That was a long developing play to Green. And then, you know, they're in nickel. Rutgers is. Wisconsin, instead of letting him sub after the big play, get up to the line, and hopefully you're going to get a quick 5.
Isaiah Iten being, he's walking off on his own, albeit slowly. I didn't catch the announcement. I think they just picked up the flag there, so that was the case.
Well, then they played with 10 because the guy that was sprinting off the field did not get off for that ball snap.
Turned into a 6-yard gain, second down and 4 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line. 3:48 left first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Aiden Rucci, C.J. Williams out to the left. Now Rucci will motion to the right. Two receivers on the right. Mordecai gets the snap, hands off to Braylon, trying the right side, squeezes across the 40-yard line, pushes up to about the 42. Again, those are not highlight reel plays, but they're important. He was able to move the stack a couple of yards, and it's 3rd and 1 for the Badgers at their 42.
Exactly. That wasn't blocked great. It wasn't a big gaping hole. But what Braylon did there, it was 2nd and 4. It was blocked for about a half a yard. He ends up just kind of lowering his pads and picks up a couple extra. You got Trey Wettig in at left guard here as well.
Yep, in there for Joe Huber. 3rd down and 1 for the Badgers at their 42-yard line. Skyler Bell out to the left. Tucker Ashcraft, the tight end, motions to the right. Lines up next to Hayden Rucci. Here's a handoff to Braylon. He got hit by Igbinosin right away and stops Allen a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Desmond Igbinosin just came crashing down to make the play, and the Badgers have a 4th and 2 at their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, the timing of that wasn't great. The snap fluttered a little bit, and that made Mordecai pause to get that ball to, and the screaming off of the edge. Give Rutgers credit there for bringing pressure and able to get home, forcing a Wisconsin punt.
And the Badgers send Atticus Bertrams back out there. Toss your guy, Rashad Rochelle, the return man for Rutgers. And the snap to Bertrams. This is a line drive, and it will hit inside the 20, inside the 15. They're just not interested in returning here. Inside the 10, and this turns into a very effective punt for Bertrams. Down to the 9-yard line of Rutgers, a 50-yard punt from the freshman. We'll hold it here with 2:03 left in the first quarter. 3-0, Wisconsin leads Rutgers.
Yeah, kind of a disappointing drive there because you don't have a ton. I think it was 3rd and 12. And I mentioned the protection was great. Mordecai delivered just a beautiful throw. You go up, you should have gotten 5 yards. I don't know exactly how that played out. But that's one of those things when you get that flag, you have to make sure that they have 12 because you take shots a lot of times when you snap it early. You have to make sure it's dialed up. We didn't get that 5 yards, and now we had a punt.
Muma Jungmeta, Jordan Turner. Linebacking duo here. Rutgers starting at its own 9-yard line. 1st and 10. Jeff Petrosky in there at outside linebacker opposite C.J. Getz. On 1st down, Wimsett back to throw. Stands at the 2, lofts it out. Right side hangs in the air, and it's behind and wide of Jaquay Jackson near the 50-yard line. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage. Incomplete pass. 2nd down and 10 for Rutgers from its own 9.
That's the second ball we saw here. Mordecai had one also down on that boundary side and the wide open side of the field on Wisconsin sideline. Ball just pushed both throws probably 5 yards out of bounds. There was a 50-50 ball. Luckily, ball ended up sailing out of bounds.
Joshon Benjamin in the backfield now. True freshman out of Florida. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. 2nd and 10 Rutgers from the Scarlet Knights 9-yard line. Wimsett will hand it to Benjamin up across the 10-yard line. Gets pulled down by Hunter Waller and Jordan Turner at about the 14 of Rutgers. Gain of 5, 3rd and 5 for Rutgers with a minute 42 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Guys, really tucking that ball, really reading Wisconsin's defense. Again, the best way to get there, get some penetration, force that handoff early. It lets you read things out a lot cleaner from a linebacker standpoint.
Aaron Young in the backfield now. Rutgers 0 for 2 on 3rd down, 3rd and 5 now from its own 14-yard line. Christian Dremel slot on the right side. Wimsett takes the snap. Badgers rushing 4. Wimsett throws it out right side and is incomplete. Intended for Dremel. Blanket coverage provided by Jason Matry as the Wisconsin defense continuing to be very effective here in this first quarter.
That's a play, I know we've seen it a ton, and it's worked against this defense. That's your receiver runs a little in route, tries to suck the safety up, and you run a little wheel route behind, and it has worked beautifully against Wisconsin. That's one I'm guessing watched over the bye week, said, no, we're not doing that again. Great coverage there by Matry.
Lloyd Appleby on the punt. Twin safeties, Vinny Anthony and Chimre DK. Is Appleby a little roll to the right. The kick is end over end. Fair catch for DK at the midfield stripe. Good chance here for Wisconsin after a 36-yard punt. 1:04 left in the first quarter. It remains 3-0 Wisconsin leading Rutgers. Build your career at 3-0 Wisconsin out in front. Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today.
Oh, that hidden yardage that we talk a lot about. You mentioned last punt, 53 yards. Here, it didn't get nothing big. A little 30-some yard punt. That's a quick 20 yards that you're picking up. That Wisconsin that sometimes gets lost, not by the coaches, but by fans. And here you go, starting on the other side of the 50.
Jackson Aker in there at running back. Mordecai pulls it back, looking. Time in the pocket. Fires deep left. He's got Bell, and it's broken up inside the 10-yard line. Oh, a good close from the safety, Flip Dixon. As the Badgers taking another shot and again coming up empty, 2nd and 10 Wisconsin from the 50.
Love the play call, love the aggressiveness, and I think if Tanner Mordecai could look back at it, would have put it out there a little bit more, underthrew it maybe a smidge, but a great play by Rutgers. Safety, a nice job of playing through the hands and knocking that football down.
Bryson Green comes out to the right. Bell and DK to the left, and now Bell in motion left to right. Aker, the running back, to the left of Mordecai. On 2nd and 10, handoff Aker up the middle. Aker inside the 45 and pops his way down to the 42-yard line on a gain of 8. It was a couple of years ago in Piscataway when Jackson Aker made his Badgers debut and scored his first collegiate touchdown in that blowout Wisconsin win against Rutgers. Jackson, the number two running back after the Ches Malusi injury. It's Aker serving as the number two behind Braylon Allen.
Nice job by left guard Joe Huber of just mauling his man. Nice job by the boys up front of caving down that right side of the O-line.
3rd down and 2. Mordecai hands it to Aker again, and the big fella gets the first down. Inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. They have talked about his physical nature. Remember, Aker was a fullback last year. They don't have that position, but he can get you those tough yards, as he just demonstrated.
Yeah, he's showing some nice things there on his first two carries, picking up 11 yards, getting a first down. Nice start there for Jackson Aker.
And that is the end of the first quarter of play here at Camp Randall. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. At the end of one at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update in the Big Ten and the top 25. Maryland undefeated at 4th-ranked Ohio State. And the Terrapins lead 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter, 7-0. One Big Ten game played last night, and that was Nebraska winning in Champaign against the Fighting Illini 20-7. Top 25 early scores, Oklahoma and Texas, 12th-ranked Sooners, and the Longhorns tied 7-all halfway through the first quarter. Matt?
All right, Mike, thanks much. 3-0 Wisconsin leading Rutgers. And on the field right now, Taos, Troy Vincent being recognized, the former Badgers greats, a number of years VP of football operations in the NFL, going into the College Football Hall of Fame. Man, what an electrifying player Troy was.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of Packer fans listening that are probably thinking,
Yep.
Would have been
what
nice. would have been nice had he been a Green Bay Packer. But Troy Vincent, big time career, a lot with the Eagles, and obviously left his mark here at Wisconsin in a big way and a big part of the history and tradition of this place.
He was one of those players that Barry Alvarez, if you want to use the term, inherited when he took over the job. And you know, he knew that he had somebody special in Troy Vincent, and Troy really blossomed toward the end of his career in the beginning of the Barry Alvarez era. And in a time where they were trying to get their footing here with this program, Troy was must watch. His ability as a return man and in the secondary, he was one exciting football player here. And very, very deserving of his hall call, College Football Hall of Fame. Back to football here at Camp Randall. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 39-yard line. Keeping it is Mordecai, and he'll run up the left hash marks down to the 35-yard line. Tyreen Powell, the linebacker on the stop. Gain of 4 for Mordecai, second down and 6 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was well defended there by Rutgers because they had Aker wrapped up in the backfield. I didn't even know. Luckily, Tanner held it and was able to pick up a little bit.
Two tight end set, Ashcraft wing left, Rucci on the right side. Will Pauling loops in motion. They'll fake the end around, throwing it down the left side. Ashcraft incomplete. He got tied up inside the 15-yard line by the linebacker, Mohamed Touré. Faked a little reverse action and tried to get the tight end leaking out, but a misfire there. It's third down and 6, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 35-yard line.
Yeah, a lot of action there. He had a fake handoff, had a fake jet sweep, had a, looked like a maybe a bubble screen, and trying to get Ashcraft down on the left side, Rutgers sideline on a looks like a little bit of a go route, unable to connect.
Pauling slot left, loops in motion to the right, both Aker and Allen in the backfield as Mordecai under pressure from the linebacker Touré, and Tanner able to throw it away. Incomplete again. Mordecai did well to avoid the sack, and I've already said that a couple, three times in the early going. We're in the opening minute of the second quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin, and on comes the field goal team. Vaikos has a strong leg, Nathaniel Vaikos. Talking to him in training camp, and it's a pretty nice, easy swing, too, that he has. He said that was something he really tried to work on this summer. He kicked one as long as 55 yards last year at Ohio. This will be a 53-yard attempt here from the left hash mark. The Lions are down, has the wind at his back. Snap, ball down. The kick is on the way, and it is no good. Wide left. So the streak ends at 8 for Nathaniel Vaikos. And a little juice on the Rutgers sideline now. We're 45 seconds into the second quarter. It remains 3-0 Wisconsin.
Well, he had the leg. It got there. Just a little pulled. That was the case again. We're seeing too many unblocked blitzers coming through, and that is putting a ton of pressure on Tanner Mordecai. We got to get that cleaned up.
Patrick, what do you have?
On that last series for Wisconsin on defensively, Mumajon Mehta was in the middle linebacking crew alongside Jake Chaney. The story a lot was that he played just one snap at Purdue after starting the first few games. The way the defense describes it, they have 3 starting middle linebackers. They rotate. This time he's back on the bench. Chaney and Turner in there.
Yeah, actually, it's Jake Chaney. Tatum Grass is in there right now for Wisconsin. The 35 of Rutgers, first down. Wimsett throws over the middle, and it goes behind Christian Dremel. On the coverage was Jason Maitre. So, yeah, Patrick is exactly right. This coaching staff has talked a lot about having 3 starters at those 2 spots with Turner, Jung Mehta, and Chaney. But right now, Tatum Grass is getting a little run as well. He's been around, a fifth-year senior out of Holman, Wisconsin. That's that linebacking combo now from the 35-yard line of Rutgers. Second down and 10. Dremel slot to the left side. Deshaun Benjamin continues in there at running back. Whimsick to throw. A little pressure to throw left side. That's caught by Benjamin across the 35 outside the numbers. And he gets chopped down by Matry.
Yeah, he's been all over the place so far.
Sure has.
Had a pretty good design there by Rutgers. Got rid of the football. A little shake and bake, but Matry just came down, and he is bringing his feet through. He has really shown up here so far early in this football game.
Third down, about five-plus change. Rutgers at its 40-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Kyle Manungai in there at running back to the left of the quarterback. Gavin Wimsett. Now he'll shift to the right to the QB. Wimsett fakes the handoff. He's going to run it, try to pick his way over the left side. He stopped short. Looked like Hunter Waller was able to nab him enough to help him stumble to the turf at the 43-yard line of Rutgers. Fourth down and two.
That almost looked like a little bit of indecisiveness there by Rutgers quarterback. Tucked it, was going to hand it, and then ended up trying to pick it up. And as you mentioned, Matt, Hunter Waller came flying in there, hopefully getting Wisconsin off the field here on a fourth and two.
Lynn Appleby is on to punt. Shimre Dike is deep. Appleby punting into the wind. Early second quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Snap to Appleby, a little roll to the right. And steers it away from DK toward the far sideline, and it takes a inside bounce to the left and will roll to a stop at about the 20-yard line in Wisconsin territory, a 37-yard punt. Badger football brought to you in part by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. We'll take a break. 12:36 left of the first half. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Rutgers with just one first down so far. Badgers trying to get into some rhythm. Tanner Mordecai, 4 of 14 through the air for 50 yards. 3-0 Wisconsin, 12:36 left in the half.
That's what I was just going to say. Tanner Mordecai, he's been taking a lot of hits. You mentioned a few times, Matt. He's jostling the ball from right hand to left hand, just getting rid of it. So it's not all on Tanner Mordecai, but this is a case where get some completions, get him out of the pocket. Let's just try to find some kind of rhythm. Only really had it on that first drive where he got the field goal. So far, it's been tough sled.
Braylon Allen in there at running back now. Mordecai, quick throw left side, caught by Hayden Rucci across the 25 and steered out of bounds by the linebacker Deion Jennings. That's a 7-yard gain. Exactly what they needed. Nice and easy pitch and catch, second and three.
Yeah, puts you in position, second and three, and it's all about just getting into some kind of a rhythm. You can't be drop pass, open pressure, get a quick six, and keep moving.
C.J. Williams, Will Pauling out to the right. Mordecai hands off to Braylon up the middle, lowers the pads, gets cut down at the 30-yard line. Powell, the linebacker, gets there.
Uh-oh.
And Braylon coming off as Jackson Aker will check in. And Braylon favoring that left leg a little bit. That was the uh-oh for Mark.
Thanks for clarifying that, Matt. You never want to see that, obviously, with Chaz being out. We're talking about Braylon. You never want to see a little hitch in the giddy-up. Hopefully they get that cleared up.
Just got to paint the picture for the sound effects sometimes. Amen. You know, Aker in there now, first and 10. That, boy, that snap just fluttered back to Mordecai. He's able to grab it and hand to Jackson Aker, who drills his way across the 35 up to about the 38-yard line. Sometimes a snap can be so bad it's good. They threw everybody off, including the Rutgers defense. That was a gain of about 7 to the 38-yard line, second down and 3.
Really love what you're seeing from 3-4 Jackson Aker right now. He's just getting up and going vertical.
Mordecai will get it again. Hand off to Aker and doing just what Tau said, going vertical. Drives across the 40 up to the 43-yard line. And a first down for the Badgers. Up off the pile, Isaiah Eiten, the defensive tackle, first and 10 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, not a lot of room there. That was just a straight handoff and not much push up front, but you only needed a couple. Jackson Aker put his pads down, picked it up.
Aker remains in there, two receivers right, one on the left for the Badger 43-yard.